That's Diana Ross and her Supremes. Someday we'll be together. Well, that day is today, beautiful humans. Greetings. This is Glenn Klein at 16 minutes after 9 o'clock on your tremendous Tuesday, reminding business owners that the proven formula for business success is earning more and spending less. That's why you need to switch to Spectrum Business Internet and Voice. Your business will earn more with reliable internet that's 10 times faster than AT&T and advanced business phone that includes unlimited long distance and over 30 calling features. Plus, your business will spend less. Can't beat that. Just get Spectrum Business Internet for only $39.99 a month and Spectrum Business Voice for only $29.99 a month per line, and your business can save up to $1,400 in your first year alone. There are no contracts and no hidden fees like AT&T charges. The winning formula for business success equals Spectrum Business. So call 855-327-8001 and switch to Spectrum Business Internet and Voice today so you can earn more and spend less. Call 855-327-8001. Do it now, but don't turn off your radio or your device, because we've got a tremendous Tuesday community conversation scheduled for you all morning long. We're going to have Mark Eichhorst in the studio at 10 o'clock, and undoubtedly Mark is still on cloud nine after his and my Chicago Cubs came back from being no hit. The Cincinnati Reds were no hitting the Cubs, 3-0. And then things got interesting. Addison Russell hit a 3-run home run to give the Cubs a 5-3 victory over the Cincinnati Reds, and very excited about what's going on and what is going to be going on at the friendly confines at the corner of Clark and Addison in Chicago this summer at Wrigley Field. Baseball season is in the air. The Brewers took it on the chin during the Cardinals home opener 10-1, but baseball is so much woven into the fabric of our society. Of course, on April 15th, it's Jackie Robinson Day all over Major League Baseball, where every single player wears number 42, the only number in all of professional sports that is retired as a number in the entire sport. Quite an honor, and a very much well-deserved honor. Jackie Robinson at the forefront of the civil rights movement in this country. Ken Burns has got a documentary on Jackie Robinson running on PBS right now, and he makes the point that Robinson was way ahead of his time, way ahead of Martin Luther King Jr., way ahead of Rosa Parks, and just a tremendous story. You talk about a man of character, and Jackie Robinson had certain characteristics that Branch Rickey, the owner at the time of the Brooklyn Dodgers, was looking for. He had to be a man of character. He had to be intelligent. Jackie Robinson had a college degree. Obviously a great baseball player, and a man that could hold his tongue in the face of a real racist country at that time. Remember, this was before Harry Truman even desegregated the military. That's how ahead of his time was Jackie Robinson. Many beautiful humans have suggested that the civil rights movement of our time is equal rights for the LGBT community. And recently, just in the last couple of weeks, the states of Mississippi and North Carolina have been embroiled in a controversy with things like companies boycotting those states. Bruce Springsteen canceled a concert at Greensboro, North Carolina, because of this so-called religious liberties or anti-gay legislation that basically says that North Carolina will not have gender-neutral bathrooms, and that in Mississippi and North Carolina, people out of their own religious preferences can deny service to people who are gay. And of course, the great state of Tennessee just named the Bible their official state book, even though their constitution says that they cannot take a side religiously. Very interesting stuff going on in this country vis-a-vis the pushback on the Supreme Court's decision to legalize gay marriage. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein on WRJN. Joining us this morning to weigh in on this subject is author and founder of the Gospel Revolution. He is Mr. Michael Williams, calling from Houston, Texas this morning. Good morning, Michael.
Good morning, Glenn.
How are you?
I'm doing good today. This is a nice time in Houston. We're speaking of being ahead in the civil rights movement for Jackie Robinson. We're way ahead of you guys as far as springtime. So.
Well, tell me something I don't know or something that's new.
So, yeah, no, I'm enjoying it here. I love the warm weather, and I always, my thoughts go out to all your folks there in Wisconsin while you're going through your winter time and your spring is lagging on till it seems like it will never pass. So, yeah.
Well, we've got the warmer weather coming, and it's a nice day.
I do know you do.
It's a nice day. And, there's no place better than there's no place better than being in Wisconsin during the summer. That's for sure. I keep reminding myself of that.
I'm sure everyone in Wisconsin does that also.
Mike has been a minister for over 40 years and is also the author of the book One: The Gospel According to Mike. So Tennessee. Which, according to your bio, is where you hail from originally,
yes.
Your home state, just passed a law making the Bible the official state book, saying that it's a book of history and not taking a side religiously. What's your take on that?
Well, to say that and say it with a straight face is probably something that is a little bit difficult to do. Now, if you took that same Bible and put it in someone's hands, it suddenly is no longer a book of history, regardless what the state says about it. And they know that. They know it is. And it is indeed filled with a lot of great history. But that is not what the Bible is about. It's not about history. So, yeah, you know, my whole family lives there. I'm the youngest of six, and my brother and four sisters all still live there. I have a number of cousins that still live in East Tennessee, and I've not talked with any of them about this, but this is happening in several places. That it's not alarming that the places it's happening is not alarming. It's alarming that it is happening at all. To think that that this is taking place in a way and under a guise of religious liberties to discriminate.
Well, we'll talk about the discrimination momentarily, but you mentioned that the Bible, while it contains history, is not a book of history, that is not its purpose. You've been teaching the Bible for over four decades. If the Bible is not a book of history, and Tennessee says it's not a book based on the support of a specific religion, what is the Bible?
Well, I believe that it is a revelation of good news, that it gives us a complete view of what is called good news, and that is the term good news biblically shows up as the word gospel. The word gospel means good news. Now, you might say, well, how could it all be gospel when there's all of these, the book of Genesis, there's the book of Exodus, there's the book of Ezekiel and Daniel, and then you get to the New Testament, and then it's the first time you hear anything about the word gospel. But all of it is a full view of how this good news came about, how that a declaration of peace, if you will, which is what the good news was all about, was peace, because Paul called it the gospel of peace. Now, when I first was taught about the Bible and I was shown the term gospel of peace, it was explained to me that was the gospel about how you could have peace in your heart. and the gospel of grace was about how you could have grace if you wanted it. But that's not what the good news, the gospel, means. This is indeed, this part of it is as a history. It is a view of something that has already happened, and that is good news. There's peace now between God and man, and good news, grace has been bestowed upon the entire human race. So it's not limited. It's a book of equality, if you want. It does demonstrate all of the possible divisions in the human race from Genesis all the way through to the cross. We see the profound divisions on the planet. But then the glorious thing, the wonderful thing, the most enlightening thing that's ever happened on planet Earth is a full account of how that God by himself, with himself, in Christ, took the entire human race and made us all one, that there is no difference between us. Paul put it this way, no such thing as Jew or Gentile, barbarian, Scythian, bond, nor free. He said we're all one in Christ. There's not even a such thing as a male or a female anymore. Not where God is concerned. There's no identity to be had with God except in Christ. There is no other identity before God except that which is in Christ.
But what do you say to people that say, unless you have accepted Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, we hear this all the time in the media, we hear television evangelists talk about it, you must accept Jesus Christ as your personal Lord and Savior, that there is a division between believers and unbelievers, between the so-called church and heathen. What do you say to people like that?
Well, I my response has been for quite a long time now, Glenn, for at least a couple of decades, is that that just simply is not true. There is no division. You see, they missed the part of it that it pointed out the difference between believers and unbelievers, and they missed the part that where that even that was made one. Now, the way that believers and unbelievers became all in Christ was that God himself in Christ declared everybody to be in unbelief. So it's kind of like corralling, if you will. You may have just one shoot, but if you corral every cow in, I'm in Texas, so I got to use the right metaphors. If you corral all the cows, it doesn't make any difference what the cows want. They're all going through the same chute. And that really is the terminology that is used by Paul in his understanding about God declaring all to be in unbelief. So if we're all outside, then God, by determination, declared us to all be outside. And since we're all outside by a declaration of God, then God himself has declared that we were all going inside. And there is no escaping. There is no escaping the grace of God. There is no escaping the mercy of God. There is no escaping redemption. You can't escape righteousness. You are a prisoner. The entire world, just think about that, Glenn. Every one of your listeners, I don't care what they think or what they believe.
What about if they're atheists?
Even if they're atheists, sometimes it's better to be an atheist.
No, wait, okay, we've got a break for the news, but you're telling me that the Bible, the book that has been made now, the official state book of the state of Tennessee,
Says
somewhere in there that if you're an atheist, if you're a Muslim, if you are gay, that you are redeemed. Is that what you're saying?
That is the revelation. That's the understanding that is brought to us by Jesus and by Paul especially.